Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Monica, who, I don't know, JP, if you saw, she has, I was on Instagram, not Twitter.
I have not seen, I'm sorry.
She put up a video of her opening her lunchbox for today, which actually made me very happy.
Are you on Instagram, Roger?
Yeah, I go through it, like, every day I look at it. And I'm on there, but I haven't, I'm not, like, really active.
I don't know if I ever will be, but. I'm on it. I have an account, I just don't go on it
very often. Well, you guys have to give me your info, because I'm not following you, and I feel bad.
I think I'm at JPWBAB.
And I'm Roger WBAB. That's what our other station is, so that's where those accounts started.
We'll probably change those names too, but then, what was in the lunchbox? Or is it more about the lunchbox?
It was cool because it was an old-fashioned metal lunchbox with the clip on it.
Was it really? That's awesome.
And she had an old-school lunch in there. Tell them what you packed for lunch.
I had a sandwich.
Bologna and cheese? No cheese.
No, it was roast beef. And Triscuits and a Diet Coke and a little snack pack.
A snack. She had a Hunt snack
chocolate
pack.
Pudding.
Pudding snack pack, huh?
Good, too.
Old sugar school. Free.
Yes,
oh,
it was sugar.
See? Now you ruined it.
I don't like the sweets.
I didn't notice that part.
I forgot it was sugar free.
The Hunt snack pack is the thing that made my day. Of course, it's in plastic and it's sugar free. But it used to be in a metal tin where you lift off the metal top with like a pull tab.
It had a metal
flavor through it.
And then the dumb kids would slice their fingers open, so they had to do it away and put like the tin foil on top.
I don't remember it being in a metal tin. I don't
remember that.
It was always in plastic. Why were we putting this stuff in metal?
No, it had the big...
Because it was the 70s and the 80s.
It had the big thing. Like, remember the old... on a beer top. It had like an old, school beer tops that you rip off.
I remember those.
But this one used to pull the whole top, like a can of tuna with the handle on it instead of,
Yep. And you pull out this big, and why a third or fourth grader would be in school with this metal circle that he just ripped off.
Right.
Exactly. He's slicing jugulars.
Well, it takes two little Johnnies to sit there and cut off a finger. Next thing you know, the whole game changes.
But man, that Hunt snack pack was when mom went grocery shopping every 2 weeks. She got six of those, and we'd have it like 1 or 2 days maybe. It was awesome.
They had a...
chocolate.
His mother would go out and buy Hunt snack packs. She'd throw one in the middle of the living room and let the kids fight for it.
See, that's the only thing. We never had snack packs. My mom just made pudding. Like, you got a little box and then
I can see Roger's dad now. What are you talking about? Go to the movies, Eileen. Do you know how much it is? All you got to do is put one of those little snack pack things in the middle of the living room. We got 2 hours worth of entertainment.
And a lot cheaper than
the kids beat the piss out of each other. I'll make the popcorn and we'll have a good time. And one lucky winner will get a snack pack.
Yeah, sandwich, snack pack, an apple, something like that.
Yeah, it was
you had little what, wheat thins or something?
I had little Triscuits,
Triscuits. Something we get thrown in there.
More importantly, what was the lunchbox?
Mickey Mouse.
That's nice.
Yeah, I always dig
Is it an antique?
No, I bought it at Target for $4. It was on clearance.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was on clearance end of last school year, yeah.
But the sound when you open the little latch, locking latch thing, it sounds exactly the same.
That's pretty cool.
It was just awesome. I was like, man, you just flashed me back to like, I don't remember having a metal, I know I had a metal lunchbox when I was a real little kid, but brown bag and a lunch and the Hunt snack bag.
I want to try and find an Iron Maiden Number of the Beast lunchbox.
Collector's item. You'll find that on eBay.
I want to get it for my son to bring to school. You're a pimp. He walks into fifth grade, walking in there with his, you walk in there with your Iron Maiden lunchbox. Who's messing with you?
I don't know, but you'd be introducing a whole bunch of kids to something that's
right.
He got hard time.
Yesterday we were driving home and I was punching around the stations and Drake, I guess, God's Plan. Is that the name of the song?
Mm-hmm.
And my son told me this was the biggest song in school.
Oh.
And they made fun of him for not knowing the word, like, because he didn't know the word. I go, you stand strong. You don't give in to this garbage. You understand me? You're metal and proud. He's like, yeah, they made fun of me for not knowing the word. That's I'm funny. Like, don't you worry about it, Warren, knowing the words to this garbage.
You can just get your Iron Maiden lunchbox and you show them who's boss.
That's it. You take that Iron Maiden lunchbox, and if anybody makes fun of you, you crack them over the head with it. Do you understand? It's metal.
If you think about it, if you went to school with anything when you were a kid from 30 years ago, you would have laughed at. You never would have thought of doing it. 30 years before you went to school, think of that.
You know what? Whoa. It's funny is I saw one of those years ago because I didn't get into Maiden until I was in junior high school, and by the time I was in junior high school, it was already. You know, you didn't bring lunch boxes to school anymore. You know, it was just, if you brought lunch, it was a brown bag.
Mm.
You know, that was the end of it.
Were you too cool for a lunch box then? Is that what it was?
You know, it's, you know, it's funny you kind of bring this up. Because remember I always told you how, like, where I grew up, you know, they looked, everybody around you, friends, mind you, not enemies, friends.
Mm. Yeah.
We looked for each other's weakness, and then you go in and you're laser focused on that weakness.
Horrible, by the way. You're constantly on guard.
Till this day. To this day. I was with my buddy Chris when we were on the flight. I was talking about this. Monica, I think you and I spoke about this. Maybe it might not have been on the air. I don't remember. And I was like, you know what, Chris? I realized we grew up in Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Like, we literally grew up in Thunderdome. Like, if anybody had a weakness or showed any sign of weakness, it was exploited by the masses. That's where I grew up, and I wouldn't change it for anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. It made me the neurotic jerk off that I am today, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you guys look at the Thunderdome level, but it was always the thing where you didn't want to be the kid, even with something as simple as a lunch.
But
you didn't
want
to be the kid with the wrong lunch, the wrong whatever, because kids would give you a hard time. I know you guys really hammered.
But Raj.
But yeah.
Today.
Yeah,
it happens today. Like, if we get together and somebody's wearing a shirt that a button is missing or something happened, it's the spears are coming from every direction.
So do you have to, like, when you walk into, let's just say there's three or four of you meeting up, then you get there, then you have to immediately identify
size
something?
Up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Well,
I can't.
If it's obvious, you notice it right away. And the option of not, then at that point, the option of saying something or not saying something is there.
Nobody's
going to
grow
shut.
A new stash or get a new haircut and go meet up with you guys. There's just no way.
No, but they could try to, like, you know, I don't know, maybe trim their eyebrows a little bit, and then one's a little bit less than the other one is, or so. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All I know is like, it just, we grew up, when I had that epiphany in the airport, I said to Chris, I go, dude, we grew up in Thunderdome. He's like, that's the perfect way to put it.
That's great.
You know, and like, back to the lunchbox, like, I would have loved to have like an Iron Maiden lunchbox, no doubt, because I would have been the coolest kid on the block, but I wasn't doing it yet. But now, if I can get it in my son's hands now, you know?
We should ask him. You sure that's the one he wants?
Does he even want it?
It's not about what he wants. It's about what I want.
He shares Iron Maiden music with you in the truck, but like out in public with his friends, they like Drake, and he's trying to get along.
I'm blazing his trail.
Yeah, that's not good.
All he needs to do is not walk behind me, walk beside me.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be all right, me and that kid.
And he's in what, fourth grade?
Fourth grade, going into fifth.
Fifth grade, that's coming in September.
He's going into fifth grade.
So, yeah.
What, bro?
He'll start walking ahead of you soon.
Very giggly.
You got the eBay, got links to the Iron Maiden, the Trooper mailbox.
Lunchbox.
The lunchbox on Twitter?
Yep.
I love y'all. Thank you.
$125?
I don't care.
No.
No, I know. I bet.
$69.99.
Deal.
Is it?
Really? That's expensive.
It's from 2004.
Is that with the thermos?
Doesn't say here.
It's got to have a matching thermos.
Without the broken glass inside?
Right.
It looks good.
It does.
It looks
it's
like
in good
perfect.
Shape. Yeah.
Wow. Buy that in a second.
Do you remember, you know, maybe when you were young, you had you had book covers.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the minute you get to junior high school, it's all about cool. Mm-hmm. So you lose the book covers. You throw on the, my mom did the brown paper bags.
Yep. Yeah.
And then.
Love that.
Yeah.
So much.
And then it's how many band logos can I fit on one, you know, I would write Van Halen logo. I would do Rush.
Yeah.
I would do Anthrax.
And then you'd write Yes, and then
we
you'd write Kansas.
No,
we had different book covers.
No, yeah, what was yours?
We did, too.
Did you have those ones that were like the colleges, Dartmouth and Princeton and all those?
No. Yeah. I had the brown paper bag, and I would write Wham or, you know.
The girly ones.
George Michael.
Yeah.
Monica. I had George. Blank heart.
Yes,
arrow,
exactly.
Arrow through with the feathers in the back.
Exactly.
True love forever.
Uh-huh, BFFs, the whole bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, school book covers were awesome.
Man, Jason's on line one. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, what's up? Good show, everybody.
How you doing?
Yeah, I slept in the house.
What's up?
What's up?
Yep. The lunchbox is landed. Blah, blah, blah.
What's up, Iceland?
Jason, where do you live now?
I'm in Spring Hill. I'm hanging out with JP's mom-in-law.
There you go. Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Keep her happy.
Take her out.
Okay, yeah.
Take her out before she can get on this plane. I just found out she was taken here for a month.
Oh boy!
So they got those Iron Maiden Number of the Beast things on the lunchboxes with the thermoses for $99 on the internet. I just looked it up.
$99, huh? Even, that's a little steep, yep. though.
Well, and it's collector stuff.
If you get them that, man, you have to get the denim jacket with the patch. The big 2-foot by 1-foot patch on the back.
I don't roll with the patches. You find the artist and you get it painted. Come on, man. How old are you, Jason? Tattoos he's a little young for.
40.
You're 40. So you know the deal. Yep. You can't have a patch. You got to get it painted.
Yeah, but if you send I got you airbrushed.
No. Not airbrushed.
Oh, you want hand painted?
Painted. There are artists out there that will paint album covers. My buddy Derek had, back in the day, had a, because one friend Gotts has, his is airbrushed and it sucks.
Buddy hand painted. I feel you.
With that latex paint, acrylic paint, or whatever it was.
It's got texture.
He's got and he had Flight of Icarus painted on the back, and it was amazing.
Mm.
It was amazing.
That's the way to fly, man. Send your kid there with that jacket on, man, and nobody's screwing with him.
Yeah, girls will be walking on the other side of the hallway from him.
Right.
How not to get laid, 101.
That's the kid to watch.
Yep. Yeah. Go to sixth grade with an Iron Maiden jacket on.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Chris is on line three. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, JP, there's a band out there called Fame on Fire that does a metal version of this God's Plan song.
Okay.
And it is 1,000 times better than this garbage Drake puts out. And you let him listen to that. There's no swear, so you ain't got to worry about that. And
I'll tell you this.
Play it on the air.
Don't know all the words.
I was listening to that song. I couldn't pick a hit now on a bet.
Oh, you wouldn't have picked God's Plan, is it?
Uh-uh. Mm. And it's one. It was one. I guess when it came out, it was one of the biggest songs in the country. Like I couldn't pick a hit now.
Mm.
Not.
Yep, wrong ears.
Yeah, wrong ears for this crap. Because to me, apparently he's like one of the biggest artists out there. Yeah. And to me, it sounds like he doesn't know what he's doing.
That's pretty good.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. He's part of that mumble rap crap. You know, it's all junk.
Yeah,
you can ask his bank account if he knows what he's doing because...
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's what I said. I know he's one of the biggest artists in the country, but I don't get it.
Right.
I don't get it at all.
It's just
all.
Different. No. It's not what you like, and that's cool.
No, right. No, it's not even that. It's... Listen, I like a fair amount of hip-hop.
Like you know, what?
I
like, what do you like?
No, the old stuff. I don't know any of the new stuff, other than, like, if Kanye's jammed, you know, on the radio or whatever it is. Even Jay-Z, I don't know any of his stuff. I don't know... I know the stuff that maybe came out 20 years ago, but I don't know the stuff that's out now. But I like some of it. But to me, those guys, again, this is like, you know, back in my day, those guys wrote the book. You know, those artists wrote the book. These guys, I don't get it. Like, I don't hear the hook. I don't hear the, I don't get it.
Mm.
But that's just, it's not my thing. You know, I don't love it.
I saw a little clip of an interview with Wiz Khalifa yesterday explaining how
There's a sentence I never thought
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
I actually watched more than a clip.
I watched a little interview with Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah. I
followed up with Lil Uzi the other day.
10 minutes.
And,
he was good. He was really good. But he's on with this guy, Charlemagne the God, who is a syndicated guy.
During commercials, I got to run to the store, pick up the new G-Eazy album.
And he was talking about how, what you were just saying, how Snoop Dogg has graduated. Like, he was... the generation before Wiz Khalifa. He goes, he graduated, and now this is my time now.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't saying that Snoop was done or had his time, but he's like, he's just He's like the senior. He's like the Godfather type. Like that level of guys, that's their group. And now he's in the next group coming up. It was interesting the way he looked at it as they graduated.
See, to me, I feel like it's on the downside to me, hip-hop. To me, there's the old guys, like the Grandmaster Flashes, all those, you know, that kind of, that original stuff, right? They kicked the doors open and they got hip-hop out there, Run DMC, all that other stuff. And then the NWA and the Snoop Dogs and the Eminem guys and Jay-Z and Nas and those guys, like they, Eric B and Rakim, like those guys were the pinnacle. To me, Beastie Boys, those guys were the pinnacle. And now everything else is just everything else to me. I think a lot of it, so much of it just sounds the same.
At some point, the music has to pass by you.
Right.
That's what happens. I mean, honestly, your ears have a certain taste.
I saw an article yesterday that people stop actively seeking out new music at 30 years old.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's that old.
That can't be true. That cannot be true.
Why do you think classic rock is so big still?
I don't know. It's nostalgic, and that's cool, and it brings you back. But, I mean, you got to keep seeking new music. There's so much new music all the time, especially now with YouTube and all of that. So much more to explore.
Right. That's true.
But for most people at 30 years old, all of a sudden they're in the throes of their career, starting families, buying houses, everything that goes along with it. You don't have that time to go to the record store or you lose it.
Or
you do.
Online, you mean?
Or online or whatever. You just don't. It's not what they need to get through their day. Because what they need to get through their day is that feeling of comfortable. And the reason classic rock still is as strong as it is because it makes people that are in their 40s and 50s, even older, it makes them feel like they're back in high school.
Exactly.
They turn on the radio, they can sing every song that comes on the radio.
I dig me some Q105 that plays 80s. I dig me some, 80s, 90s stuff. I really do. It's fun. It's comfortable. You're right. Sing every word to every song. But I think it's fun to listen to multiple genres of new music that comes out. I think it's
right, but you don't have anything in your way, Monica.
I don't have kids.
Other than work, there's no family, there's no career, you're not trying to maintain a home, you know, that kind of stuff. You have that kind of freedom. Most people don't. And God bless you for having it.
Yeah, they'll get bogged down in life, and then when they're on their downtime, what do you want to do? Hang with friends, talk with friends. You're nostalgic. You do like stuff that makes you happy from when it was simpler.
See,
I think that's why, and it used to be that you would get totally, you were always, guys especially, totally loyal to high school and college music, and you would never grow from that. Now if it's 30, now maybe it's changing, and now maybe the kids now are going to be different because they like everything.
And, you know, when I was a teenager, I had, you know, I used to get Circus Magazine, Kerrang Magazine, all those metal magazines. So I was going through, that's how I was finding new bands and everything like that.
So you
I
don't were have open time to it to then?
I'm still open to it now, but it has to hit me between the eyes.
Right.
Like, I am currently, and I know they've been around for about 10 years now, but I just started getting into bands like Five Finger Death Punch. I think that band is just insane. You know, they write these big, heavy songs, but with giant melodic hooks that you can sing along to.
Volbeat
got me. Avenged got me, but these bands have been around for 10 years now. Yeah. I got them late, you know, but I have no problem. Then I go back and buy everything, you know, and I put it on shuffle and I figure out the ones that I like and I play them a little bit more. But as far as like some new band that's coming out that isn't signed or just got signed or that whole thing, you know, when I was a music director and we were still playing Currents, I knew what was going on. Now, nothing. That's why I want to get my kid the Iron Maiden in my lunchbox.
Brian,
I want to live through my son.
Brian's on line one. What do you got, Brian? Then we got to go to break. What's up?
Hey guys, how you doing? Hey, I'm 57 and I dig the Migos, man. You just got to listen to music. I work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I turn on music. That's bull. What happens is people get old, listen to old music. Yep. Your thoughts, you just
get comfortable
from the past. But come on, there's beautiful music out there, not just the Migos, but other music.
I don't even know, Brian.
The Migos.
The Migos? Is that what they're called? The Amigos?
Amigos, yes, sir.
Okay. I'll check it out.
They're the new mumble rap. They're the latest. Oh. They're the latest. But they're actually good. The beats are good. I think you'll dig it. If you give it a chance, I think you'll like it. And then, I mean, they're not my favorite group or anything. I'm just making a reference to hip-hop. Yeah, it's new. It's different.
But you know what? Give it a chance. You got to get out of the 80s, you know?
No, listen, I wholeheartedly agree. I'll check it. I'm not a big hip-hop guy. So if there's like a...
I'm not a big hip-hop guy. Well, I like the old stuff like you. But if you give something, they just won all the awards. You may not like all their lyrics, but the beats and all that, you'll be able to work out to. You'll be able to do... I mean, you'll
just
enjoy
it. Just try it. Just give it a
shot. You know what's scary? Some of the groups that are defined as rock bands now is a little bit scary. Like, don't tell me 21 Pilots is a rock act. Mm. Don't tell me Imagine Dragons are a rock band. Mm. No, they're not.
No,
they're not. Yeah, they're like this alternative, you know.
The thing about today is you've got to seek out rock music. You've got to go to YouTube and play around until you find these young bands. There's a lot of good bands out there. They're trying to do it on their own because the music industry is so one-sided. Right.
Who is the one that is that blatant Led Zeppelin ripoff? Blatant.
We're blanking at the second. Jeez.
I'm sorry. Terrible. I didn't mean to get you.
No, because I shouldn't.
I don't know your mind. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thanks, Brian.
I know. I can see him, too.
No, and I can't stand it.
Greta Van Fleet.
Greta Van Fleet is his rock band that's getting all sorts of accolades and all sorts of, you know, everybody's talking about this band. And you listen to it, I'm like, I heard this before. It was Led Zeppelin. But when Led Zeppelin did it, it was great.
This band's really good at it.
Another band tried to rip off Led Zeppelin. The band was called Kingdom Come. They had one song and then they went away. You know why? Because we already had Led Zeppelin.
That's the thing. You have to understand that all the artists, and I'm going to use hip hop because I'm more familiar with that, but I'm sure in the metal world too, you know, they listen to what you're saying and now they're making music that they are influenced by that. So it's going to, you're going to see some of it in there. You just got to let that go. Like, nobody's going to, be them, of course,
But that's fine. But I'm sitting there going, my question.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, dude. It's disgusting.
It's amazing.
Watch. Stepping at the green line, girl, because I won't get you set now. No going at the green line, girl, because I won't be with you now. You are my special. You are my special. You are my. So I'm sitting there and I'm reading articles about this band, and these articles are just blowing these guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're amazing. They are. They're really good.
But it's a blatant ripoff of Led Zeppelin.
Right.
Why are we are we really at a time where we're praising artists that are just blatantly stealing other people's stuff, like just stealing a sound? They just took it. They took it. Hmm. It's Led Zeppelin. I watched an interview with Robert Plant. Robert Plant started laughing at these guys. Somebody brought up Greta Van Fleet and started laughing. He goes, I think I heard it before.
Yes, exactly.
The only difference was I was singing it.
Bottom line is, listen to whatever you like. It's music will make you happy, whether it's from high school or from this year.
Except for Greta Van Fleet.
See, and I like them, and I love Led Zeppelin, but I like these guys. They got something. They definitely have something going on. And Courtney saw them.
They should
at least Coachella, she said they kicked ass live.
They should at least write a check to Led Zeppelin.
They should. They should.
As a thank you.
They should call their next album Led Zeppelin's Great.
Right. No, Led Zeppelin 5.
Yeah.
That's what they should call it. Led Zeppelin 5.
We are Led Zeppelin.
That would be funny. Can you imagine?
Great. Oh, Roger and JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
This is the song that the Drake cover that the caller brought
God's
up.
Plan.
This is the rock version of that. Fame on Fire.
That's the name of the band.
She said you love me. I told her only party. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. Said you love. I haven't got it. Said it on me.
Wow.
What'd you say, Monica?
Hating it.
I like it.
Oh, you do?
It's just different. It's the same, but it's obviously very, very different. I like it.
Didn't Kanye put out a song about poop or something?
It was at the end of the song, yeah.
Scoopity, scoopity,
doop, scoopity, scoopity. I remember that. Oh, didn't we listen to that when it first came out?
Poopity, we're like, scoop. Scoopity, dee, whoop.
That's the one.
Poopity, scoop, dee, poop. Poopity, scoop, dee, scoop, dee, whoop.
Right.
Whoopity, scoop, whoop, poop.
To me.
Poopity, whoop, scoop.
This sums up, that sums up current hip hop to me in a nutshell.
But it's not, though. That's so unfair. Come on.
It's right up there with Rihanna's work, 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 work. It's like they stopped working.
No.
They stopped trying to be work, 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 work.
It's not that they stopped.
Work, 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 work. And it's a hit.
No, things are different now. Things are just different now. It doesn't mean that they stopped.
You shouldn't say the word work 12 times in a row and have a hit.
What's the number, JP? What's the maximum number to say?
Two.
Okay, work, work, cut it off.
Two.
Right, you get two
case
work.
In case I've said it, you got to live it.
If you can't get a hit with saying the word work twice, then you shouldn't have a hit.
It's not.
Work, 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 work,
work, work, work.
No, I'm not. I'm not dancing to it. What's this?
Song you're talking about?
It's work, 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 work.
Work, 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 work. To me,
and that's it.
Right.
No, it's a hit.
It shouldn't even have gone that far. It should have just been like, work, work.
Work, work.
That's it.
Yeah, see, the song's so much better now.
Right. That's it.
You keep dropping Casey in between every two.
Bitch, drop the mic and go home.
Work, 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 work. You see me do me
Did she say der, 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 der?
Yes.
She did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hit that back again?
That should only be two times, too, right?
I'm so good. Let me see if I can get a hit without even using real words.
And the answer would be yes, you are, and yes,
so
you can.
You do not want to even think about listening to Cardi B. Your head would explode.
You know, it's funny. Nicole, my wife, mentioned Cardi B yesterday. She's like, I can't understand a word that bitch says.
She's got her own little language, but it's a good...
And the circle is complete.
She's got her own language?
Well, I mean, she says the same words, but, like, puts her own little spin on them.
The language is the language. Stop spinning on the language.
It's artistic.
Oh, yeah, she's an artist. I'm in such a Friday mood now. I wish we were on an outdoor deck doing this broadcast.
I like dollars, I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like shining, I like million-dollar deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch. I like Texas from my ex. I like proving wrong. I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi, Cardi, gang it body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali bird. Hop up the stoop, jump in the coop. Get the ball on top of
this
the
video
hoop.
Of Micah Rotunda doing this.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
And she's
going to
dance. This makes me
want to
dance.
Right, but this, like, I don't know. I'm not having a hard time understanding her.
She says, okay, and she goes,
this is, listen, this is better than work, 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 work. Dirt, 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 dirt. That's better than that. Dante, what's up, man?
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
What's happening?
I just always thought once an artist come out and they get so big after their first album, they always feel like they can put out anything and it will sell.
No, the bands that have a career are the ones that have hits on the first album and then come out and trumpet on the second one. And when they do better on the second album, you know they're going to be there for a while because you have your whole life to write your first record.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a year to write the second one. Because the record company wants you to get on the court.
Somebody like Beyonce, like she's a mega star,
right?
But her latest stuff is crap. Like, and a lot of artists are like that. I feel like they hit a pinnacle and they become superstars, and they feel like whatever they put out is going to sell, whether it's trash or not.
Well, you know what happens too is most of them don't come. Most artists, I don't care what the genre is, don't come from privilege, right? So they do their first record, they get hits. Now all of a sudden they make money. Now all of a sudden you lose your edge because what made you is in your past. It's not in your present. You know,
another person come to mind, 50 Cent. His first album, amazing. Every album after that, garbage.
I didn't even know we put out albums after that. You know?
According to Dante, he didn't.
I just wanted to make that little point.
Thanks, Dante. Right.
No, it's the truth, man. You got your whole point. You got your whole life to write a record, to write your first record.
So there's so many great debuts.
Yep, and then you got to trump, and then you got to do a better job on the second one. That's where it gets difficult.
Yeah, but the real superstars do crank out like epic type albums in spaces like throughout their careers.
Right.
Like, God, they're truly great. If they can go through those hills and valleys and
but
do
what
it.
What happens, like take Metallica. Great. They got rich and turned into pussies. And then all of a sudden, what's his name? Rick Rubin gets his hands on him and say, listen, you got to go back and listen to your first three records, figure out how pissed off you are, and go do that again.
Mm.
And they went and did that again. And all of a sudden, Death Magnetic was like, oh, okay, now Metallica's back. Because they went on like a four-album schneid. It was garbage. Mm. Three albums, right? Load, Reload, and then Saint Anger.
Monica, you know those albums?
Yep.
Load and Reload?
Huh?
No. Joe is online, too. I thought you would laugh at Load instantly. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Fairly mediocre show this afternoon.
Right on. Good.
Hey, you know, it's been awfully quiet, but I really want to know what Funk Flex thinks about all this new music.
Well, he has been really, like, hanging in the background. He's probably bursting with opinion about the current state.
I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Joe. Like a professional talk radio caller, I'll hang up and listen to your opinion.
It's business flex. Oh. I just want to say,
business flex.
You got to change with the times, JP.
No way, man.
You know, when you think about money and what you do, you know, you don't just get that money from staying the same, son.
Mm-hmm.
You got to throw some stir fry in that mess.
Change things up, huh?
It's Migos, son, not Amigos.
Oh.
I didn't say
y'all sound some real old mess up in here.
It's the Migos?
Migos.
Aren't they from the ATL?
Is it they?
I think they are.
Doesn't matter,
yeah,
son.
Three of them, actually. They're from the ATL. I saw it. Saw it online when I was watching their videos moments ago.
What's this called? Is it called stir fry?
It's called stir fry, son.
I stir fry you in my wok. How about that, a little Beastie Boy?
You're still sounding old, son. That message from 98.
That's all right.
So, Funk, you always update yourself and you keep updating the sounds that go in your ears?
That's what I'm glad you brought that up, Raj.
Yeah.
That's what you
What's
gotta
up,
do.
Biz Flex?
You gotta really think about the state of music, where it is now and where it is then. Mm-hmm. Everything is circular. It's cyclical.
Oh.
Understand?
Hey, Flex, spell cyclical.
It's C. Why? See? It doesn't matter, son! It doesn't matter! This ain't a spelling bee! This is a money tree, which I'm plucking from!
That's right, you are.
$100 bill! 1, 2, 3, 4! And I got 17 more trees!
And is that because you stayed
$1,000
the same?
$1,000 bills, Raj!
Or is it because you change?
I got my own World Series of poker up in this!
You do?
I made $129,000 5 minutes ago!
Oh my God.
Boring!
You put to shame my 60 hours
Boring.
Of work.
I did in 6 seconds!
Gotta change what I'm doing then.
Poopity scoop, son!
So poopity scoop is Kanye just changing and you approve?
I told him. I said, Kanye, you gotta come up with something really good.
Mm.
You know?
Something different?
Something. Bring it back, son. Bring it back to the old school.
You call him Kanye or Yeezy?
Well, I call him K. Because listen, K, listen, man. Because he's with the Kardashian class. I just call him K now.
Got it.
Right? So I was like, listen, K. You gotta come back. You gotta bring it back to the street, son.
Mm.
You gotta take it back. Poopity scoop.
Literally.
Done, son.
Literally to the street.
To the street. Right on the curb. Poopity scoop. Gutter rap. That's what I call it, son.
So that's the influence for that song. Now we know. And it's all about business.
That's what it comes down to, Raj.
Thanks, Biz Flex.
I got some stock tips coming up in a little bit, too, if you need.
Well, thanks, Flex. Thanks, Flex. Good to have you on the show once in a while when we do a business segment like CNBC or something. It's good to have you here to
Anytime,
give
guys.
Us the wisdom. Thanks.
Diversify if you can. We're coming into a bull market.
Thanks, Flex. Jim is on line one, and we'll take a break. What's up, Jim?
I just want to talk about how you say Greta Van Fleet's a ripoff of Zeppelin. Didn't Zeppelin just steal all their stuff from the old black blues guys to start with?
You're not wrong.
Not the way they sounded. They may have stole the blues, but at least they made it their own. this Greta Van Fleet thing. It's like they might as well have just, like, killed off Robert Plant and stuck this kid with the Jufro in the middle there and, you know, and made him out to be something.
He makes a good point, though. I mean, I see what he's saying. You know, people rip off people all the time or are influenced heavily by, but right. Greta Van Fleet didn't make their own sound like Zeppelin did. I mean, that's the other good point. I mean, that's really what it is. Greta Van Fleet's
if you're a rock band.
Young kids doing Zeppelin.
And if you're going to rip off someone, like Zeppelin's a pretty good place to start.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, make it look like you're trying to take what they did or what influenced you and make it your own and put your own spin on it, for God's sake.
Right, take it to a new place. Something like that.
To new heights. I'm telling you, if they put an album out called Led Zeppelin 5, yeah. It'll be huge.
For Roger and JP, it's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.